The virus story. This is the story of something alive, but unable to live by itself. Something we can't see with our eyes, but we can tell when it's there. It's the story of the virus. People have known about diseases caused by viruses for thousands of years. In the year 900 BC, Chinese people wrote about a disease similar to smallpox. In tropical Africa, yellow fever has been known for centuries. But it was only about 100 years ago that a Dutchman showed how the cause of a tobacco plant disease was able to pass through a porcelain filter that bacteria weren't able to penetrate. This proved it was something different, much smaller than bacteria. So what is a virus? Its name comes from Latin, virus, and means toxin or poison. It's a parasite because it can only live inside other life forms, like plants, animals, or bacteria. A virus has two or three parts to it: the genes that give it its instructions, a protein coat, and sometimes a fat layer surrounding them. They come in many shapes and are only about 1/100th the size of bacteria. Viruses are so small, the only way we became able to see them was after the electron microscope was introduced in 1940. A virus can only follow its instructions and reproduce when it's inside a cell. So the virus attaches itself to a cell, called a host cell, and takes over. It changes the cell function and turns the host into a virus factory. Eventually, the cell bursts and dies, and all the new virus is released to spread. What does a virus do to us? Well, if you're infected, it nearly always causes disease. Our body's usual defenses can't really fight the virus because once it's inside the host cell, our immune system doesn't recognize an invader. Antibiotics can only fight bacteria. They don't do anything to a virus, so our immune system has to do the work. Viral disease is often spread by viruses carried in water droplets in the air, which are inhaled into the lungs. Some common infections caused by viruses are colds, the flu, and chickenpox. Some ways to avoid letting a virus attack us are vaccinations, covering our mouths when we cough or sneeze, and washing our hands often. Thank you for listening.